Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." But they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You have little faith. Why do you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is the last of our series of epiphanies. So what I've got this morning is four Jesus sightings. Two of them have to do with mothers. Three of them have to do with cars. Cars and Jesus sightings is kind of a curious combination, isn't it? I guess I would imagine with this, if Jesus was with us today, would he drive out on the Sea of Galilee in an SUV? I'm not really sure. But the Jesus sightings today have to do with mothers and cars. What we've been doing, for those of you who, maybe this is the first time you've been here, for the last several Sundays, I've been asking the congregation to pay a little more attention to those moments in the routine of your life when there is a disturbance in the force, if you want to call it however, that the veil is thin between the divine and your mundane routine life, and for a glimpse and a moment, there is this deep sense of holy presence, a Jesus sighting. That's what we're calling them. There it is. Okay. It was me. I got it. I'm good. I did not have this on. It was all me, all along. So, James Lawson was looking for a car for his son who's going off to college. So he looks and he discovers that he has a friend who has a burgundy 1991 Volvo 950 Turbo. It's been sitting in her driveway for 3 years idle. But he negotiates with her and he decides to buy it. So he knows that it's been sitting there for 3 years without the engine being turned on. So he goes and he rents one of those auto transport trailers, you know. So he goes to the rental place, he gets the trailer, they attach it to his Suburban, and off he goes, speeding down 360 and then turning down Custer and heading for the house. He parks in front, goes down back to the driveway, takes a little gas to get it into the car, and takes a new battery, puts a little air in the tires. He turns on the ignition and the thing fires up. It's sputtering a little bit, but it does fire up. He puts it in gear. He drives it out of the driveway. He drives it down the alley. He turns the corner. Now, the engine is about to turn off. I mean, he senses that it's about to go. And so he's got this last little surge, and he's aiming for the trailer. And he's got the ramps, and he knows it's got to be a perfect run here. And so he's driving straight for the trailer. He hits the ramps. He gets the front wheels up on the trailer, and the hitch snaps open, pops. The trailer surges up and then slams down, putting some pretty serious nicks in the back of his Suburban. He takes a breath, drives the car down. So he's calling the rental place and talking to their insurance people, and he's taking pictures. While he's taking pictures, there it is. It's a big sticker. It's about 4 feet long, 3 inches wide, and it says, "Stop before loading. Check the coupler." Now, that was a sign from God. First of all, it was a sign from God reminding him that he is one lucky man, because he left the rental place with an unsecured hitch. And all along 360 and all along Custer Road, that thing could have popped off at any time and done incredible damage, maybe hurt somebody. I mean, he was thanking God that all was safe. But he was also thanking God for the message. Stop before loading. Check the coupler. God was reminding him, slow down. Take your time. Smell the roses. Don't be in such a hurry. Stop. Pam Kearns has had a difficult kind of last 5 years. 5 years ago, her husband passed away. And her mother is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And for the last several years, has gradually, the disease has become more acute. To now, she's in kind of an infant tile kind of state. And for years, she has not spoken. And I know that many of you understand this and know the incredible emotional trauma that this has. Last week, she was with her mom at her residence here in McKinney. And as a dutiful, loving daughter, holding her mother close and saying how much she loves her, and then suddenly, Mom blinks her eyes and turns towards Pam and says, "That's nice," and broke silence. After years. And Pam says, in that moment, my heart leaped for joy with an incredible thrill, touched to the heart, and knew in that moment, in those simple words, "That's nice." Jesus was in the room. Our Bible study for the day is one of the more spectacular and memorable epiphanies in the Bible. It is Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee. If we had the time and we were actually working through a Bible study, we would spend a lot of time on this because there's a lot to this event. There's lots of things we could talk about and share. One of the curious things about this particular event, you would imagine that being so spectacular and so memorable an event, that this episode in the life of Jesus would be in all four of the Gospels. It's in the Gospel of Matthew. It's in the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of John speaks of it as well. But Luke does not. And if we had time and we were working together on a Bible study, we would ask that question. Why do you suppose Luke doesn't include this episode? But he doesn't. The other curious thing about it is that only the Gospel of Matthew tells us the story of Peter getting out of the boat. It's important for Matthew to tell us this story about Peter. And I believe the reason is that the Gospel of Matthew, more than the other Gospels, is an instruction manual for disciples and discipleship. One of the clear messages that Matthew wants us to get from reading his Gospel is, how are we to be disciples of Jesus Christ? And I believe he's using this episode of Peter to help us more deeply understand what it means for us to be a disciple. What he wants for us to do is get into the head of Peter, walk in his footsteps. If we had time, I actually would ask you to draw a picture with me. This is my picture. You draw the waves. And on the waves, you think about those things in your life that are threats. Those things in your life which are uncertainties and perhaps little fears in your life that are the storms in your life that are currently you're struggling with. And in your picture, you'd draw your boat. Put a sail on it if you want to. Now, the boat is this little sense of security, this little where we are now, this status quo time, and where we feel somewhat secure but uncertain, even though we're rocking in the midst of the storm. In the middle of the storm, we see Jesus. And Jesus is beckoning to us, calling us. Peter, when he sees Jesus, says, "Command me and let me come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." Peter gets out of the boat. He starts walking towards Jesus. But the storm didn't end when Peter got out of the boat. It continued to rage. And as Peter walked, he felt the wind, felt the waves. The storm was still raging. And he lost sight of Christ. And he plumbed into the waves, and all he could do was, "Lord, save me." And Jesus was there to lift him up with a little rebuke. "Why'd you doubt?" So the question is, in our lives, in your life today, where are you in this picture? Are you in the boat, rocking in the storm, uncertain about what to do and where to go and what God is calling you to be about in this particular time of your life? Do you have somewhat of the courage to at least step out of the boat, maybe put the toe in the water, but you're still clinging on to the boat? Perhaps you may have launched yourself out and you are heading for Jesus. You are on your way. But the storm does not end. It is still there. The fears, the threats, the concerns, the uncertainties of this life are still real. And you've lost focus. "Lord, save me." And Matthew wants us to know and to have the confidence that for people of faith, Jesus is with us and he will lift us up. That's the message of the gospel this morning. For people of faith in the midst of the storm, he is with us. He is with us. Mayella and Bobby Highsmith, they work together in a construction business. What they do, I think, is they get retail stores ready to open. They do the last final little touches related to getting retail stores open. Last week, they were in Fort Worth, about 60 miles away, working on a project. They, not sure exactly what they do, but it takes having a bunch of supplies in their GMC Jimmy SUV, and they go back and forth from the truck to the store carrying these supplies. And throughout the day of their work, they continue to go back and forth. Now, Mayella leaves her purse in the truck. And each time they go back and forth, they open up the truck, take what they need, go back into the store. They close the truck up and lock it. At the end of the day, the other day, they were getting ready to go home, and they get to the truck, and they realize they've locked the keys in the truck. And they're, as we all are when that happens, pretty mad at ourselves and frustrated. So Bobby gets out his knife, and he starts trying to get the door open, and he's not happy. Along comes a delivery man who shows up, and he has a sofa to deliver to this store. But he's by himself. Bobby looks and he sees and he realizes that he's trying to move this sofa by himself. So he volunteers to help him, and the delivery man's really happy. And so they take the sofa into the store. Bobby comes back. He's still working on the car. The delivery man comes back and he says, "I'm sorry to bother you, but I've got to get the sofa down the hallway into this room, and I can't do this by myself. Do you mind helping me again?" So Bobby's, he's okay, he's impatient, he's not happy, but he does. He says, "Okay." Goes back, helps the delivery man. They come back out. Now this time, the delivery man knows what's going on. He says, "Oh, I see you've locked your keys in the car. Is there anything I can do?" And so they say, "Well, do you have your screwdrivers?" So he goes to his truck, comes back with three screwdrivers. So they're all three working on it. Mariella's in the back. Bobby's on the passenger side. With this, Mariella's starting to pray. "Lord, help us. We're far from home. We've been a long day. We're tired. Lord, please help us." At the end of the prayer, the delivery man says, "Whoa, I got it." And he's holding up his truck key that he just slipped into the lock of their Jimmy, turned the key, and it opened. And Mariella says, "Lord, you answered our prayer." And the delivery man says, "God is good." Tracy Green, Tracy's mother, passed away 3.5 years ago, July 14th, 2009. This was a Tuesday. Her funeral service was two days later on Thursday. If you talk to Tracy about his mother, not only being his mother, but he was the most important role model in his life. She evidently was an extremely compassionate and giving person. She was his high school counselor in Lancaster and then became high school counselor in Mesquite. And she had a reputation for just incredible empathy and compassion, particularly for troubled kids. And so
Tracy's mother had a deep impact and continues to have a deep impact on his life. He struggled with it, but he wanted everybody to know how important she was in his life, so he spoke at the funeral. And one of the things Tracy wanted deeply was some kind of sign, something that would just help him, give him comfort and strength that mom was okay. She's okay. When the service was over, the immediate family went back to their parents' house just to collect themselves for a short time before they went to the church for the reception. While they got back to the house, kind of getting things ready, Julie, Tracy's wife, looked out the window. And she says, "What's that?" She says, "There's some kind of animal on your mother's car." Now, Tracy's mother drove an Lexus ES350 that she saved her money for by herself. Bought the car on her own. This was her car. Nobody else could drive it, not even her husband. She kept it pristine, clean, inside and out. It was her pride and joy. No one could touch the car. There's some kind of animal sitting on your mother's car. So they go outside. What is this? And they're sitting on the car. Is a big, male, bright peacock. Now, the oddity about that is, where in the world did that bird come from? I mean, there's no farm. There's no zoo. I mean, there's nothing anywhere close, anywhere around that would ever give them any kind of suspect of where in the world a peacock would show up out of the blue and all of a sudden be sitting on mom's car. Well, they tried to get close to it, but the peacock turned and started snapping at them. Get away. Get away from the car. Well, they knew they were, you know, in trouble with time, so they went to the reception, and when they got back, peacock was gone. Never to be seen again, ever. Now, you might be thinking, well, out of the midst of incredible grief and what was going on, maybe it was just a phenomenon, a hallucination. But you can't take a picture of an hallucination. The bottom line of all this is, whenever Jesus comes to us, whenever we have a moment, a God moment, a Jesus sighting, first of all, to remember, He is with us, even in the midst of the storm. But the takeaway for the day is, what He really wants from us is our worship and our service. Every time in the Scriptures, when Jesus shows up, people bow down and worship, and they give themselves to Him.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.